You're, I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern with the announcement.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50. Back-to-back 50-point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three. Five! That one goes down, and the game is tied. Houston ducks under. Got it! With 8 points left. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown.
Johnson cuts left. Now fires a three.
It is good, and he's fouled. It counts, and he is fouled.
Barrett drives down. This time finishes. With
authority. What is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of
Knicks Anonymous, my guys. And girls, for any females listening out there.
Nah, OD. Episode 33.
I believe so. Yeah, I'm lost. I'm sorry. I'm lost at the moment.
I think it's 33.
It's been a long week, yeah.
Holy S-H-I-N-T.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. It's been kind of a long week.
Yeah, episode 33. Let's go. Hell yeah.
All right, we're on point. We're back. Okay, we're officially here.
Yes, sir. No, the reason why I bring it up, because last episode, we didn't say which episode.
Yeah.
We forgot to say which episode.
That's because we was hyped about Straight Talk, which we're going to do again today.
Well, you didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I kind of think the Straight Talk format. I don't know. We might have to tweak things a little bit. Not to say we're going to get rid of segments, because the segments are coming back, y'all. But I don't know. We're going to tweak things. We'll get into that when the time is right.
Yeah, right now we're kind of riding the wave right now. We're kind of enjoying this. It's good to change things up sometimes, you know, so...
Yeah,
we kind of change things up just to kind of, and plus it's kind of exhausting. Not gonna lie, doing all that homework.
Yeah, man.
So it's kind of good to kind of freestyle.
Yeah, we're on a freestyle,
but we got to be back on the grind always, you know. So we took a little break,
especially this week. Like this coming week is gonna be a hectic week.
And
so.
Plus, there's not really much to talk about this week. So we kind of picked good times to kind of take this break.
Exactly. So
because this week we have the Suns, the Bulls, and the Rockets.
Two of which were blowouts.
Two blowouts and one loss.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the loss, because the loss, I actually...
Yeah, that's what started the week.
Yeah, that's
so.
That's where we're going to... Here we go. I like how we just transitioned to that. That shit was clean.
Yeah.
That shit was clean as F. All right.
So, oh, yeah, wait a minute. Totally forgot.
Oh, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. We love you guys. We love the support. We thank you guys for always riding with us and coming with us this far. Episode 33. If you've been with us since episode 1, you guys get the claps. The air horns, the gunshots. What else? What else do you guys want?
Gunshot was kind of late,
huh?
A gunshot was kind of late. Like if we needed that gunshot, we would have got shot.
Yeah,
like, it was kind of late.
That's tough.
It's all good though. It's all good. But the point is, follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous.
Yes.
We're kind of having technical difficulties on YouTube, so we'll be back, but for now we're off YouTube for the time being.
We'll definitely find we'll find a solution. Don't you worry. But follow us on Instagram to stay up to date. So when it does get up and running, you will be notified.
Yes, and you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music,
Google Podcasts,
iHeartRadio, Amazon Music as well, right?
Pandora.
All those platforms.
Yeah, man. So you already know what's going on, man. We here with the bangers. We just dropped bangers. Not for nothing. If you're a Knicks fan right now,
you're on the ultimate high. If you're a Knicks fan right now, I just want to throw that out there. I'm sorry, man.
I absolutely. If you're a Knicks fan right now, you're livid right now, man. You're living your best life.
Yeah.
You're living your best life right now.
It's obvious when everybody celebrates outside the Garden. So I want to be out there. You know what's crazy? The next Garden game we have, as a matter of fact, and I think we're done at the Garden, right?
Yeah, we got six.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
I think our last game is our home game.
I got to back to the schedule I go.
We have six.
I know right now we're on the road trip. We're going on the road trip.
We have a six game road trip.
We're on the road trip. I know that for a fact.
I think we play two games at home. Two or one more game at home.
We might have to go out there, bro.
Just to chill?
Yeah, just to see the people celebrating, man. I want to be a part of that.
You could do that. I'm down.
Let me see. Nah, the rest of our games are on the road, bro. Actually, no, I'm lying.
No,
our last three.
Games.
Yeah, okay.
Which is the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Celtics.
Whoop, that Saturday Hornets game.
You want?
That's the one.
You want to go to that one?
Yeah, we don't have to go to the game, but we gonna go eat some wings at a bar around the area.
We can do that.
And if we win, we gonna wild out with all the other Knicks fans.
Yeah, Knicks Anonymous is coming, baby. Shout out. So what day is that? So everyone knows.
Saturday, April 15th.
May 15th.
Yeah, my fault. I went back in time. My bad. May 15th. Sorry,
Saturday,
y'all.
Saturday, May 15th.
The flux capacitor
is on overdrive. Overdrive. Yep. But anyway, like, come out. Knicks Anonymous will be there.
Yeah.
If you see us, you see us. If you don't, you don't.
Yes, sir. And ladies, as I say.
And ladies, indeed.
Shout out to the lady Knicks fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shooting my shot at all of them.
So let's get into these games, man. Let's start it off with this. Let's go in order. We'll go with the Suns first.
Yeah, man.
That was a great game.
Yeah, final score.
Even though we lost, but yeah. that was still a good game.
Final score, Phoenix 118, Knicks 110.
I mean, it was a good game.
Where to begin, though?
First off, let's say, like, we weren't even supposed to, like, put up that much of a, like, not that much of a fight, but, like, we weren't even, you know.
Well, no, that's not the case. Nah. We came into that game, you know.
That's not what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say, though? Like,
you're talking about in the beginning.
No, like, I'm trying to say, like, this is a team that we're, like, technically, like, quote-unquote, supposed. We're not supposed to lose to anybody. But if we were to lose, it was a team to, like, the Suns.
Yeah, because this was the game we were going for the 10th straight win. And we kind of thought, like, all right, if we're going to lose. We did say it last week, too. If we're going to lose a game.
It would be the Suns.
So, yeah, I feel you on that since you put that out there.
So that's why it's even more of, like, a brightening situation. Like, it brings the sunlight to the rain that we did so good to a team that was supposed to, like.
No, I wouldn't say that because I didn't expect the Suns to dismantle us, you know. But we gave them a game like I expected. So, like, I didn't think. I'm not shocked. Look at it this way. I'm not shocked we lost, but I'm also not shocked we gave it a game. Because that game did have a postseason feel to it, if you watched. And in the first half, like, it was two different halves as far as Phoenix goes. Because the first half was the Devin Booker show.
That's to be expected, though. I expected him to do what he was doing.
But we clamped him in the second half a little something. In the second half, we clamped Devin Booker. Devin Booker, what did he drop? 33 points.
33.
Yeah, so he had a good game, but we clamped him a little something in the second half. In the second half, well, let me not say the second half. Specifically, the fourth quarter was all about Chris Paul and Mikal Bridges. Shout out to Mikal Bridges,
Chris Paul wasn't supposed to hit those shots.
Shout out to Mikal Bridges. I actually wanted the Knicks to draft him instead of Kevin Knox.
Yeah, we passed on him.
I wanted him because he killed in Villanova. He killed in Villanova that year. I wanted him on the Knicks, but unfortunately, we took Knox. And, you know, I'd say, unfortunately, we're here today, but we're in a good place. So, I don't have to say that.
But we're just not using Knox.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, yeah, his defense, Bridges' defense, and his clutch shot making.
I like his scoring ability. I like how aggressive he is.
You know what's crazy? That's not even his strength. His strength is his defense.
No, he gave us problems in the defensive end, but I was more impressed with how.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, like, the fact that you're saying that and his strength is his defense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not his weakness, but, like, if I had to pick his strength, it'd be his defense. Because that's why I wanted him on the Knicks.
No, his weakness would be, like, offense, other than, like.
Yeah, you're right. My fault. I said it backwards.
Yeah.
You know what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But I wanted him on the Knicks because of his defense, not because of his offense. But I knew he could play offense to an extent, and he showed that.
Maybe at the time, if we had Tibbs, he probably would have took
maybe
Bridges over.
In alternate reality, maybe.
In a multiverse. Somewhere in the multiverse.
Yeah, just never know, man. But since we talking about him, Bridges dropped. Wow, he had a nice stat line. He dropped 21, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And he was pretty damn efficient from the field. So, yeah, he killed us.
8-12, 3-6.
Yeah, it's a killer game, man.
He did his thing. Respect.
And a lot of it was in the fourth, bro. Like when they needed it.
And he did it against the number one defense.
bro, and he did it at times. Like, there'll be times like we were creeping in on them.
Yeah, we would close it. We'd close the gap. And then he would just do something.
Yeah, like Paul would find him in the corner for the corner three. I think he hit like two corner threes in the fourth. Might have been three. He might have hit.
But that's also the dangerous.
That's CP3.
That's
CP3. Though.
That's also why he's so dangerous, man. He's able to spread the floor. It's like the ocean to him, man.
Yeah,
the
man.
Moment he steps in the paint, that's it. Like, it's over.
He had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 boards, and I don't remember them 2 blocks, but he had 2 blocks.
No, he blocked Noel. I do remember that.
You're right.
He blocked Noel. I remember that
one. You're absolutely right.
He blocked Noel. I don't remember the second one, but that one. I remember that one.
And you know what's crazy? This is one of those games Randle didn't really play a good one as far as shooting goes. Like, he was off. He was 6 of 17. So that had a big part in us losing.
They were honestly, I think they kind of adjusted a little bit to us. Like, what they, cuz then, cuz here's where the problem started. They started to double Randle.
Yeah.
They started every time Randle touched the ball, they would just send guys at him.
Yeah, Phoenix.
And that continues to be our problem. Whenever they double Randle, it seems like our offense just crumbles.
Yeah, because like he still has like I said last week, he's improved on it, but he still goes to the double teams. Like, I think you know what it is about Randle. I think like he's that kind of a fearless person.
What, like he wants the challenge?
Yeah, and that's great. But in certain moments that's bad. In certain moments it's good.
I don't need that right now. At this moment.
Yeah, he'll pull it off in certain moments, but in this game it didn't work out. Like, Phoenix had him figured out. You know what I mean?
So maybe he could keep it, just keep it consistent.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but that's good coaching. You gotta shout out Monty Williams. He's a contender for Coach of the Year as well. I think we mentioned that last week too. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did mention that. Monty Williams is a pretty good coach. Can't even lie. I can't lie. Phoenix turning around. It's mostly because of CP3. But
it's just another piece to the puzzle.
Monty Williams, it has something to do with that.
It's just another piece.
But to go down the stat line, Phoenix outshot us. Actually, no. Percentage-wise, we were even. But as far as threes, they hit 2 more than we did. They went to the free throw line more than we did and hit more free throws. Out-rebounded us. Not by much, though. By 2.
Not yet. Our shooting was pretty good. Our shooting was 52%, 41 from 3.
Yeah, we didn't do bad. We just didn't hit the shots when we needed them.
When we needed them, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this game, it wasn't our game this time around, y'all. Like,
and it was okay. It's okay to lose like this because we lost with, you know, we gave it everything we had. Maybe not everything, but.
Nah, we did. I would say we gave it. We just didn't.
Randle just, I mean, you can't say Randle gave it. I mean, Randle did give it his all, but.
He just didn't hit the shots.
He didn't hit, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That happens. You know what I mean? So, like,
I can say they gave it their all. They did the best they can.
There's nobody to blame. Like, and we didn't play a bad game. If you look at the numbers, like, what? 4, 5, 6.
D-Rose had 22.
12 turnovers for all game. That's 3 turnovers a quarter. That's not bad. I mean, I'd rather no turnovers in the perfect world. And everybody would.
This is one of the top teams in the West.
Yeah. So
West.
So we're not. And we had, what, 1, 2, 3, 5 players in double figures like we always do. Led by Rose, like you said, with 22. Barrett and Bullock had another good game. He had 17 points.
Bullock's been stepping it up.
Yeah, man. Like,
it's just his foul problem.
Yeah, I know you was talking about it while we was watching the Houston game.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a problem, bro.
Not a problem, but it's just it's keep an eye on. You got to keep an eye on that.
All right. You know what? Since you brought it up, go ahead. Tell them.
All right. So Reggie Bullock pretty much has been, like, in the last – I don't know which games, but like in the last like two and a couple games, he's been having
pretty
some,
much this week.
Yeah, he's been having some foul situations where he is like third quarter or like early fourth quarter, and he's like four or five fouls. And I kind of think it's like he needs to work on that a little bit because we can't afford to lose, because he's such a great defender, we can't afford to lose him. It would be a shame to lose him in the third quarter.
I don't think that'll be a problem. I think that was just a bad stretch. He's usually a smart player, so I think he will be fine as far as that goes. That it for the Phoenix game?
Yeah. We lost.
As I said, 118-110 Phoenix.
We definitely lost.
Screw you, Chris Paul. Screw you, Bridges.
Not yet. This is for Chris Paul.
Devin Booker, you cool, just in case you get traded to the Knicks.
Yeah.
I think that possibility's still there.
Think so?
Yeah. You never know. You never know. We are the Knicks, bro.
We are the New York Knicks.
They go to New York.
I feel like we should have that on the soundboard.
Yeah. Especially come playoff time.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you guys believe it? Woo! Playoff time, man. Who'd have thought?
All right. Next game was against the Chicago Bulls. Final score. God damn, it's a blowout. Two blowouts in a row. That's pretty sweet. 113-94 Knicks.
But this was a special time.
What's special?
I mean, it wasn't special, but like,
what was special?
This was the first time that we played them with the
Vucevic.
With the new and improved
with the Wilt Chamberlain Nick Killer.
Yeah,
Vucevic. No, I'm not comparing Vucevic to Chamberlain, y'all. Before anybody,
but this was the first time we played the new squad.
Yeah, because Vucevic is a. Even on Orlando, was a
he's
been a
man.
Thorn on our side for a while.
Yeah,
and he did not disappoint.
Nah, he had 26 points
and 18 rebounds, bro.
Yeah,
that's kind of OD, bro. Like a lot of Suns have had like 15, 20 board games against us this year, despite our good defense.
I don't know, man. No, we're not putting a body in anybody for some reason.
I gotta look,
and plus we don't have Mitch.
I gotta look to see where our rebounding ranking is as a team. I never looked that up.
I'm sure we would do better when Mitch comes back.
That's not one of his strengths, though, surprisingly.
What, Mitch?
Yeah.
At least we could put a body on him.
He's a decent rebounder, but I wouldn't say he's a great rebounder. Like, we haven't had a great rebounder in a while. The last great rebounder we had, I would say...
Amari Stoudemire.
He's not a great rebounder either.
Ah, man.
Who was the last great rebounder we had?
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah. I'd say, like... Yeah. Tyson Chandler's a good choice.
I like Tyson Chandler.
I'll take that. Tyson Chandler. We'll go Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler, this one's for you.
Shout out to Tyson Chandler.
Remember we were talking about re-signing him, actually, earlier in the season?
Yeah, why didn't that happen? I would have loved to have Tyson Chandler back.
I don't know. Maybe it will happen.
Who's there? You never know.
Yeah, honestly, moves will be made, man. Don't you worry, Knicks fans. Moves will be made somewhere in the near future. We
all
just
right.
Don't know who. I think that's what's all coming down to. Like we just don't know who.
Yeah, man. But back to this game, bro. Randle made up for his. I won't say disaster. It was just a bad game.
It was just a bad game.
He made up for his bad game against Phoenix with dropping a 34 piece on him with 7 boards and 3 assists. And my favorite part. 0 turnovers.
Yes, sir. Clap it up for that. That's big improvement stuff. You know what's crazy? A bad game for Randle is dead ass like 16 to 20, 22 points.
Lately, yes.
Which is, for an average player, very good numbers.
Lately, yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Whoa, we killed
that's
the Bulls.
Crazy, man.
We had 4 players in double figures, including Randle, like I said. Bullock had 13. Barrett had 22. Quickly had 13, who's slowly moving further and further back with his 3-pointers.
Quickly, man.
I usually get mad at things like that, but you know what? If he hits them,
and he seemed
go
to,
for
he
it.
He seemed to add another layup package to his arsenal.
Yeah?
He does the scoop now.
I know. I'm loving that.
He goes down the lane and does the scoop.
Who do you think he learned that from? D-Rose.
D-Rose.
D-Rose. That's
the veteran presence. Their presence. The presence. The presence. It's too much, man.
Yo, check out Noel's stat line for the Bulls game. It's pretty impressive.
I like Noel.
8 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 4. Yo, he's done this a few times this season where he's had like... almost 5 steals and 5 blocks.
Would you get a Noel jersey?
Why not?
Yeah.
But he didn't have 5 steals. He had 4. I'm just saying he's had games where he's had like close to 5 steals and 5 blocks.
He's a very good defensive presence, man. Honestly, he's doing way better than what I expected him to do. I'm not going to lie.
I agree because I did tell you that when we signed him, he was going to, like, if when Mitch sits, hurt. Our defense isn't going to take a step back because of our signing of Noel.
If anything,
it's taking a step forward. I didn't see that coming.
We just wanted him to hold it down.
I didn't see that coming as
well. We're going forward with Noel. Like,
yeah, that's great. I can't even lie, bro.
That's out of this world, man. Who would have thought?
Oh, man. All right. What else happened in this game? Let's see. The Bulls had five players in double figures. Oh, no Zach LaVine. That's why we blew them out.
No Zach LaVine. I did forget. That slipped my mind.
No Zach LaVine. That's
no
why.
Zach LaVine. But I don't want to hear it. A game's a game.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not saying anything. I'm just throwing that out there. But that's a factor, bro. We got to say the facts.
True.
We are. We try to keep it factual, bro.
So how much did we win by?
We won by, back to the score. Damn it, I lost the score. 21. No, no, 19. Sorry.
So 113. How 94. Much do you think Zach LaVine is dropping on us?
At least 20.
So what, you think this game will go, it's like, what? Down, we lose, we win by 5, 3?
I think we still win the game, but it'd be a little harder, because we did beat them with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not
but
like
we didn't beat him with Vucevic.
Yeah, exactly.
We beat him by himself.
Yeah, so...
So, ooh.
So, yeah, it could have been a different...
Times will tell. Interesting.
It could have been a different story, maybe, but But I'm still confident in the fact we could have won.
I definitely believe we could have won. Absolutely. Someone would have locked him up. Who would have guarded him? Who guards him? Bullock, right?
Yeah.
Bullock would have locked him up. I believe him. Bullock would have locked him up.
Yeah, man.
He would have given him the clamps. The yep. clampy clamps.
Bro, we killed him from the free throws, bro.
Yeah.
19 to 10.
It's about time we fixed
our
free throws.
Yeah, exactly. As far as attempts, 19 to 10, and we hit 17. We outshot them from three.
They had 14 turnovers. We had 4.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm loving that number.
That's what's up.
You know me, bro. I'm big on cutting down on turnovers.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
10 steals to 2.
Yeah, 10 steals. Yeah, man.
That's big, bro. Only 2 steals.
And we had a lot of...
Bro, that means they wasn't playing no defense.
There was 7 technical fouls. Why was there 7 technical fouls?
Really?
Like, in the entire... Like, both teams combined.
No, no, no. It's 2.
There's 3 techs from the Knicks and 4 techs from the Bulls.
I don't know, bro. I'm looking here and it says 2.
Look at that.
Ah, so the score is smoking me? Is that what's going on here?
I think the score might... I don't know. Maybe the maybe
Bleacher Report, is smoking you.
Or maybe we both get smoked.
There's somebody lying. But anywho, the point is we smoked the Bulls. Judging by all the stats that we looking at, they had no shot of beating us.
Yeah, none.
It's possible that Zach LaVine not being there had something to do with it, but we don't care. We're Knicks fans. We taking the damn W.
Facts. Here we go. Yeah, man. We taking that W.
Yeah,
any
man.
Any day of the week, man.
But fucking Vucevic, man. That guy's a killer, bro.
I like him.
I always liked Vucevic.
Would you ever take Vucevic if the opportunity arises?
Depending on the price, I don't see why not.
I feel like he'd be a great pickup. Kind of fits our need at the moment. A big man to stretch the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's not a very good transition player, is he?
Not really. Not as far as I know.
So, yeah, he would fit right in. We're a very poor transition team anyway. He'd fit right in.
I think that's why Mitch didn't get a lot of buckets, like, with us.
Why? Because we're poor in transition?
Yeah, because if we were a transition team, he'd have more oop.
If you had poor,
alley-oop opportunities.
I mean, bro, we had better transition, everybody would have better opportunities.
But more so, like, on our team, specifically him, Obi Toppin, and...
Barrett.
Yeah, definitely those three. They'd be a little more... Well, not that Barrett's not productive, you know, he's way improved from
last
year.
He would be way better.
Yeah, he'd be averaging maybe 2-3 more points, maybe even 4. Like, he'd be in the 20s.
Yeah.
But
once he's downhill, man, he's a truck.
Exactly, bro. Like, he can't be stopped, especially with the lefties.
Yeah, man, lefties. Lefties are gifted.
All right. Moving on to the Houston Rockets. Today's game.
Another blowout. Where it at? Where's Bruce Lee? Where you at?
Yeah, rightfully so. That was a big blowout, bro. I'm just mad because I know you heard me complaining in the game. I don't want these dudes nowhere near 100.
Yeah.
And they hit that last
97.
3 to make it 97. Bro, like, if I was the coach, even though we blew them out, I'm scolding my team for letting him hit that 3. Like, I like making statements like that. But then again, that's why I'm not a coach.
But
that,
he hit it.
That's why I'm here doing a podcast.
He hit it with 8 seconds left.
Yeah, but still, bro. Like, I want defense 24/7.
I feel you.
You know
I respect
it. But it was a great win.
I respect the grind.
It was
great. Christian Woods was playing today.
I know, bro.
I didn't even know that.
I was hyped about that. We finally got a look at him, and he didn't do too bad. 19 points, 8 boards, 3 assists. Yeah. Okay, Christian Wood.
Christian Wood's doing his thing. I respect Christian Wood's game.
Yeah, man. We smoke these guys, man.
No, absolutely. They're a rebuilding team.
Randall dropped another 30-piece with one biscuit, meaning he dropped 31 points.
With one biscuit. Do you have a bev?
I guess so. We'll put that one steal as his bev.
That's his bev. You got to have a bev, man.
Yeah, 7 boards, 6
assists.
But
those 3 turnovers, though, I smacked the bev out of his hand. I smacked the bev out of his hand.
I spit in his coffee.
Oh, my God.
I spit in your coffee,
Jesus
Randall, for
Christ.
That. I said, hey, look at that bird over there. No, I'm just kidding, man. We just don't like turnovers here.
Nah, yeah, man. We shot 52% from the field, 51% from three. We held them to 23%.
From three?
From three.
Wow, great perimeter defense, Knicks.
Yes,
I
sir.
See you.
And we held them to 43% from inside the arc.
Wait, say that again, my fool.
43% from the field.
Oh, good shit.
Yeah.
Overall? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's their overall.
That's pretty good. That's pretty decent. I mean, that's not a bad shooting percentage.
Tongue twister.
That's not a bad shooting percentage, but compared to our 51%, I'd say we played great defense.
We played very great defense, and we hit the shots that we were supposed to make. And we hit most of our shots.
Bro, they killed us on the boards, though. Damn. And we won? That's weird.
By a lot.
But, hey, I don't care. We won. That's what's important. That is what's important.
By a lot, too.
By 9.
Oh,
man.
Wait.
And on the offensive rebound.
But there's some. Okay, wait. Within the good, there's bad. Within the game, Nerlens Noel took a very critical.
Oh, yeah. That slipped my mind.
Took a very critical ankle injury. Now, he did leave the game, and they said it was a high ankle sprain.
What's the difference between a high and a low? Like, is the low one worse, I assume?
I am not sure. I'm not a doctor, but a sprain is a sprain.
Right. I've sprained my ankle before. It's not pretty.
It's safe to say that he will probably not play next game.
That's going to be a big loss, bro.
Depending on how he feels, I guess. If they put a brace, I don't know how it works. I don't know how the clearing works. Noel's a tough guy, man, honestly. It didn't look that serious, but who am I to judge, you know, whoever's injury? But I think he should be able to play next game.
I hope so, man.
We'll keep it day to day. Follow us on Instagram to find out updates.
If not,
at Knicks Anonymous.
We're gonna get a good look at Norval Pell.
Yeah,
he actually played a few minutes. He didn't look too bad.
But I'm not trying to rely on him. No offense, I'm not.
Why not, bro? Like, I mean, we might have to.
That's tough.
It's gonna be him and Taj.
Oh shit, this could get interesting.
Yeah, man. I mean, I
this could get really interesting.
I think Taj could hold things down.
Nah, I like Taj.
But you know what's going to be cool? What if they start... Toppin might get more minutes.
I would love to see that. Because with the minutes I've seen Toppin, they've been giving to Toppin recently. Because I feel like he's been getting more PT. He's actually been using it very wisely.
Yeah, bro. I mean, look at today. 5 points in 16 minutes. 5 points, 3 boards, an assist, a steal, and a block. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad, Toppin.
He did get blocked, though.
And he's a... Yeah, that was pretty... That was a good play. Can't even lie. That was a good block.
Yeah, he should punch Toppin.
And he was a +9 overall, +/-. So.
Oh, and our friend...
So he's a positive presence on the floor.
And our friend met your family, by the way, Toppin.
Yeah, my boy Mike. Mike, shout out to Mike TV.
According to him...
He said he met your brother Obi at what was it, Trader Joe's? One of them. One of the fancy supermarkets. It was either Trader Joe's. What's the other one? Hello Fresh.
Not ShopRite. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. One of those supermarkets. But he said he saw your brother there shopping.
Yeah, man.
So shout out to Obi Toppin's brother. He plays for Kentucky. I forgot his first name, but for now he's Obi Toppin's brother.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Obi Toppin and Obi Toppin's brother
and Mike
and Mike TV.
Yes, sir. Mike, you better, you know, we need some money for this. You thought the shout out was free?
That's going to cost you something.
OD, man. You're bugging out. You're bugging out, man.
I guess that wraps up the games.
Honestly.
2-1. 2-1 for the week.
To conclude this week, I consider it a win.
Wait, before we get into, because we're going to do another straight talk week. Before we get into the straight talk, I just want to say what's coming up next.
Yeah.
For this week.
Oh, for this week. Okay.
We talked about it before. I just want to throw it out there who we playing this week.
Go ahead.
We got Memphis tomorrow, the Denver Nuggets Wednesday, a rematch against Phoenix Friday,
and the Clippers on Sunday. Primetime game at 3:30 p.m. Well, not primetime, because primetime's at like 8 p.m.
8, yeah.
Afternoon matinee is 12 in the afternoon. Okay. Game 2 of the doubleheader is at 3:30 p.m. against the Clippers.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
I saved myself.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're doing great.
All right. But I just want to throw that out there. It's going to be a hectic week. I guess to start off straight talk, what would you consider a successful week? Aside from obviously winning all four games, would you consider 2-2 successful? I personally would.
Yeah. Actually, okay, I would consider 2-2 neutral. Clearly, obviously.
Well, yeah, because it's a 500 record.
Obviously, yes. But
I feel you.
But I wouldn't be satisfied with it.
Why is that?
Because the team that we've become, I feel like now we are better.
All right. Here's a better question. Since you said you're neutral with 2-2, what would make you lean towards it being more of a positive than a negative? Like, which two teams would we have to beat in that four-game span?
Read them again.
Memphis, Denver, Phoenix, and the Clippers. I already know your first choice is going to be Denver.
I think we could beat the Suns.
So the Clippers?
The Clippers.
Okay, so if we beat the Nuggets and the Clippers, you're gonna lean towards it being positive, 2-2.
Yes.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense. Yes. I could agree with that. Because the Nuggets did smoke us. The Clippers, they didn't smoke us. But well, if you look at the score, you would think they smoke us.
No. I mean if we lose to the Nuggets and the Clippers, I'll be okay with it. Wow. I'll be okay with the neutral.
Oh.
We could beat.
No, but I'm saying, like, you would lean towards it being a positive if we beat them, though.
No. It'll be negative if we lose to the Memphis and the Suns, because we're supposed to win those games.
Okay.
We have a better chance of winning. I'm saying it's positive because, you know, like how you said, the Nuggets, like, look at who the Nuggets are.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if we beat the Nuggets and the Clippers, that makes more of a statement if we go 2-2 that way.
I get what you're saying.
Than if we beat Memphis and Phoenix. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying. But I see it like see from my eyes real quick. So I feel like it's positive because, you know, that's a team that's already highest ranked, you know, teams that are in their prime with these superstars. They have Jokic, Murray.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Clippers. You have
minus Murray.
Yeah, minus Murray. But let's just put him there.
Because of course. Yeah.
And then you have the Clippers. You have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, I forgot they had Rondo.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, that's a very, especially with what we have, like, we're a great team.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, if we lose, it's not like, oh, you know, like, we were supposed to win by, you know, I'm not saying we're supposed to lose. I'm just saying.
Well, to most people, we are.
The odds are just not in our favor.
Yeah, like, especially with this trip, like, it's going to be a big, I can't even lie, bro. Like, this stretch is going to be crazy. Like,
But I just think we have a better chance of winning against the Suns and the Grizzlies.
Now, I understand that.
Now, let's say we go 3-2 and we beat.
3-1.
Or 3 and, three
it's
and 1.
Beat.
Yeah.
It's 4 games.
I'm sorry, yeah. 3-1.
All good.
Let's say we go 3-1. We beat the Clippers instead of the Nuggets. We beat the Clippers.
That's great, either way.
That's amazing. Now, let's say if we beat the Clippers and the. See, this is where it gets weird. If we beat the Clippers and the Nuggets and lose to the Grizzlies and to the Suns. It's kind of like what?
Well, the Grizzlies did beat us, so. Because we played them twice.
Here's where.
They beat us the first time.
Okay, here's what might happen as well. I think the Nuggets is guaranteed L. I'm not going to lie.
Nah. Especially with Jamal Murray not there.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
The only. I mean, I won't say it's a guaranteed L. But I know for a fact, since Murray's not
like,
there,
I'm going to get a lot.
Jokic is going to put up extra numbers.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of hate for that comment. I love my Knicks. I hope they win, but it's not looking good. I'm a realist. I'm sorry. But
I disagree. We might have a shot at them this time around.
We'll see.
I could.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see, man. Hopefully we do 4. I hope we do 4-0, but that's just me.
But everything else, I feel like it's fair game.
Yeah, man.
I feel like we can have our, because we play Suns at their home, right? I feel like we got some redemption.
That'd be sweet.
I feel like sweet we got some redemption. Anger. I feel like they got some anger going that way. So yeah. I feel like we could win. Grizzlies, we beat the Grizzlies last time, right? It was just a very close game.
Yeah, it went to overtime.
Yeah, it went to overtime. So we beat the Grizzlies. We could do it again. Clippers. We lost to the Clippers last time.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad loss, though. Like, the score looks, because we lost by, like, I forgot how much, but it was over 10 points. And
but it wasn't a bad loss.
We actually played them pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Kawhi was a little too much.
And Paul George, that's a lot to take in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
PG-13 took out some frustration on us.
Yes. Yeah. And he's actually been, ever since he got with his new trainer, he's been bugging out.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have a good playoff. I think
Pandemic
P's gonna.
You think so?
He's coming back for blood this time around.
PG not 13.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You're going to be rated X this time around.
Oh, snap. 2021 is coming different.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's built differently.
All right. I guess we just move on to the next topic in straight talk.
Yeah, let's go with straight talk.
Let's talk about the big news.
Yeah.
It's not really news because nothing happened.
It was just a rumor.
Yeah, the big rumor of the weekend.
The big rumor of the week.
Dame Dollar.
Whoa. Dame. What about him?
Cha-ching. I wish we had a cha-ching.
What about him, though?
You got to add that sound effect. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Dame Dollar.
But why do you bring up such name?
Everybody's favorite SoundCloud rapper. And that's not an insult. Dame Lilla can spit.
He's actually on iTunes.
Dame.
He's on iTunes, Spotify, and everything.
Nah, bro.
I listened to one of his songs on my workout.
That dude can't spit?
Yeah.
Dame Lilla is nice.
Yeah, he has a song with Lil Wayne.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway.
It's on my workout playlist. But why do you bring up such a big time name?
Dame Lilla.
It would have been for no reason?
Not at all.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't bring up
spit it out.
A guy like Damian Lillard for no reason. Apparently the Knicks are keeping an eye on him and the Portland Trailblazers to see if he ends up eventually becoming that disgruntled star we've been supposedly watching. Because I know you've heard Knicks management or
watching as in like we want to trade for him.
No, because I don't know, like, all right, before this season started, it came out in New York media that the Knicks are trying to look out for a disgruntled star, basically somebody not happy where they're at.
Okay,
out comes this Dame Lillard rumor. But this was a while ago that the paper said that. This was before the season started, like I said.
Yeah,
here we are today. Out comes this Damian Lillard rumor,
which is
that we're keeping an eye on him, like keeping an eye on the Portland Trailblazers situation. And supposedly we'd be willing to give up, I think, three or four draft picks to get him.
Yeah.
So
do you think he's a good fit for the team?
Well,
I guess that's where this is going.
I guess.
Next.
Well, before we get into that, we're obviously going to get into that because that's why we brought it up. But, I don't think he's leaving Portland anytime soon.
You think he has unfinished business?
I believe so. Maybe next year.
Because Damian Lillard doesn't feel like...
I think he would leave next year, not this year. Because supposedly, like, he got tight at the room that this rumor came out, too. So, like, I'm assuming Dame Lillard's one of them dudes that he just wants the season to go. And he'll worry about this in the off
season.
Later,
yeah.
So, he's trying to see how things play out.
That's why I like Damian Lillard, man. I respect him.
Yeah, he's patient. Patient guy.
He's not loud about the noise. Like, he's not, like, he's very humble. Like Bradley Beal. Like, they want to finish their business before
they make their decision.
Before anything happens. Like, they're not loud or anything. Like,
yeah, he wants to do what he do, and then when the time comes, yeah,
the time comes,
make it happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't see him, at least at the moment, because Portland has been slipping lately. They're still in it.
They just won today.
Oh,
against the Celtics.
Well, they picked it back up.
But Jason Tatum had like a 50-point game, I think, right?
It was Friday. He dropped 60 on them.
Word.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason Tatum.
So I think they just played him again, I think.
I'm about to check that right now. But yeah, so this rumor's out there, and your question was like I said, I don't think he's leaving Portland anytime soon. I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't personally heard any stories of Damian Lillard not being happy or no. Because you know you hear those leaks.
Actually,
leaks in the media. I never heard that.
In most of his songs, he actually reps Portland crazy.
Exactly. Like, dude seems happy over there. You know, like maybe the community loves him over there. Who knows?
And maybe he loves his community.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
He even got Melo.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess to answer your question, would he fit with the Knicks? Of course
I think
he would.
He'll fit anywhere, to
Why
be honest.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'll definitely fix the point guard situation.
Yeah. See, but the only problem with Dame Lillard is the age-old question. What's he going to cost?
And will he fulfill?
I think he'd fulfill. He has
because we would have to. We would get him, and the result we want is Chip. We want a championship within the 2 years. Within 2 years, we want a championship.
That'd be the reason to trade for him.
Within 2 years, we need a championship
because he'd be the dude to bring us over the hump. But the thing is, like,
we have to get to the hump first, though.
Exactly, but what's he gonna cost, bro? Like,
this isn't
Karl Anthony Towns.
This like, is blockbuster
and it's,
shit.
And it's no disrespect to Karl Anthony Towns because he's a big time player too.
This is blockbuster
but
stuff.
Dame Lillard is, like, yeah, he's a big time point guard, bro. One of the best in the league. Like, he's up there.
We have to entrust our assets to Leon to Leon Rose.
But that's not the point. The point is, like, what I was trying to say is he's going to cost way more.
Do you have, like, a...
Way more than what Karl Anthony Towns is going to cost.
You think you might have an idea of what it may cost?
No. I have no idea, but I know it's going to... I put together a Karl Anthony Towns trade, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I said it was Mitch... All right, let me put the Towns trade together. Let's see if I remember. I said it was Mitch, Frank. But then again, we can't trade Frank because he's going to be a free agent.
You said Toppin.
Mitch, Toppin. So I'm going to take Frank out. Mitch, Toppin, Knox. You might have to add in a Bullock now.
And you added some picks.
And some picks. Dame Lillard is going to cost more than that. I already know. I don't know how much.
But it's going to cost more.
Shit. Hell, Towns might not even cost that. We don't know. But Dame Lillard, I know, is for a fact is going to cost more. Karl Anthony Towns doesn't have playoff success. Dame Lillard does.
You think it's going to be like a Brooklyn trade?
Like the Harden joint?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rank Dame Lillard over Harden? Or
I would.
I would say in certain areas.
But it's, you know, about the same price.
Yeah, I would say so. Around that area, if you want to look at what I think the price might be, go look at that trade.
James Harden trade. That trade was crazy. Maybe we could find like a third party.
That's a possibility.
You know, get players to give away players.
But he's going to cost, bro. I wouldn't mind Dame Lillard in New York. But me personally, I would much rather make the Towns trade because he would cost less. Dame Lillard will, I don't know. He might.
I think Dame Lillard with someone we have to be certain.
Bro, I think he will finish his career in Portland.
You think he's going to retire in a Blazer?
So. I'm not saying it's 100% in stone.
I don't think
I'm
so.
Just going by what I'm seeing.
I don't know where he would go, but
yeah, exactly.
I
think the Knicks would be a possibility if he left. I'm not saying we're the number one contenders to get him because there's other people out there with assets and other people with
he might fuck around going to Hornets or something.
Nah, they got LaMelo. They don't really need him. They love LaMelo.
Imagine LaMelo and...
Nah, that wouldn't work. You would have to move Dame Lillard to shooting guard. That'd be a terrible...
Or move LaMelo to shooting guard.
That'd be a terrible defensive backcourt. That wouldn't work. but Dame, man. Whoa.
I would love to have Dame.
I would not mind him in a Knick uniform. I think he'd actually look pretty good in blue and orange.
He'd look pretty good. And the excitement he would bring, man. The type of game that he plays. He's a slashing point guard.
Mm-hmm. But
he's
I'm leaning.
Westbrook that can shoot.
Yeah, and more not versatile, more efficient. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think Towns makes more sense for us than Dame Lillard does.
I think Towns is much more of universal.
Not even that. He just makes more sense.
I mean, not universal, but like he makes more
basketball
sense.
Basketball wise, he makes more sense. So I would much rather look into Towns into that situation before I would look into Lillard. Because I think Towns is more likely to seek a trade than Lillard would, at least at this point in time.
Yeah.
I don't think, because like I said, I've heard no news stories of Lillard's not being happy, no beef with the organization, he gets along with the coaches,
well, the fact that
all
he was even
stuff.
The fact that he was even tight about the rumor
exactly.
kind of claims where he stands on it.
Well, that could mean two different things, though, not for nothing. That could mean he's tight that they put that out there because maybe it's the truth.
Or it could be tight that it wasn't.
Exactly. No, that, I'm not.
It
works. I think it could work both ways there. But I'm leaning more towards him staying in Portland. He don't strike me as the guy that would like run and like form a team. Now, if he did that late in his career to win, that's respectable. I would respect that more.
But you think right now he's trying to do it by himself? I mean, not by himself, but his own way?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The only problem with Portland, though, is they don't have a lot of leeway like to build. So that's why I don't think it's impossible that he would leave, even though I still think
might stick it out.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards him. And like I said, I'm leaning towards him ending his career in Portland, but I'm not saying it's impossible that he can want out eventually.
He might possibly just stick it out. It's a possibility.
I think it's 70-30 he stays.
Wow.
A strong 30, though. Like strong 30? Like a 30%.
Like heavy.
Yeah, it's not impossible. It's not a weak 30. It's not a weak 30, bro. It's a strong. It's a strong eighth.
Shit's strong as fuck.
It's a strong eighth.
Yeah. Gas. Mm-hmm. Zah.
It's a strong eighth, bro.
Knock you out.
But, kind of needed that. I got brain froze for a But nah, like Lillard would be great in New York, bro. But like I said, the whole thing is what would we have to give up, and what would a potential lineup look like depending on what we gave up? Because we know for a fact Randle and Barrett aren't going anywhere, so that would be our big three right there.
We'd probably give up Quickly, Toppin.
I would much rather not give up Rose. Quickly, bro.
We have to give up Rose, Quickly,
Toppin. Well, Rose is a free agent. We could always sign him back.
Bullock.
Bro, it'd be a lot, man. That's why I'd rather do the Towns trade. Towns makes so much sense to me.
A lot of picks. We'll probably give up more picks than anything.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
More than like players. And maybe money too.
Well, yeah, I have no problem with that. We have cash. We like the mafia. Mafia right now.
But the picks. The picks is what.
Yeah, the picks is what's going to hurt.
Yeah, the picks is what's
going to hurt. We built to get here.
That's got to sting. That's got to sting a lot.
Yeah, man, but those Dame Lillard rumors were kind of crazy. They came out of nowhere.
Not yet. Dame Lillard was never even on my radar.
Exactly. Like, I wasn't even thinking about him. Like, hey, who knew?
We should have, I never woke up thinking about, we should get Damian Lillard. Because, how you said it, everyone thinks he's going to retire in Portland. And for some reason, his attachment to Portland just seems so, that strong.
I mean, think about it, bro. We posted it on the page. Look at all the traction it got.
Yeah.
A lot of people chimed in on that. Shout out to everybody who chimed in, too, facts, man. Thank you. We appreciate
it. And if you want to chime in, go to our Instagram at Knicks Anonymous.
Yes, sir. And ma'am.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate.
Don't discriminate. We only appreciate.
Yeah, man. So
and we appreciate you. Tap yourself on the back. Give yourself a high five. I'll give myself a high five.
Self high five.
Self five, baby. Yeah, we got into that point of the show. Well, let's get into another topic in mind. Let's get to Tom Daddy Thibodeau. My guy, Tom Thibodeau.
What about him? What's going on?
I feel like his coaching styles or methods and ways are starting to change.
How so?
In such a way that recently in this Rockets game, he took out Randle in the starters with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That's something very un-Tib-like to do.
It is.
Usually Thibodeau would leave his guys in.
To 2 minutes left.
1 minute left and they're up 30. That's exactly why D-Rose blew both his knees probably. So it's good to see that Thibodeau's now seeing. Now, I'm not saying in every game. Let's say we're down 8. Obviously, you're going to keep the stars in the game. You're down 8. It's just good to see that now he sees that how important keeping these guys fresh and healthy are. Not saying he didn't that it was important before.
I think that's why he did it, because he knows the stretch that we about to play in.
We're
about to make that stretch run. So he rested them this game. Smart move, Tibbs. I hope he keeps this up, though. I hope this wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Especially for this stretch. Dude, if we're blowing out Memphis, because, out of all the games this week, if any of them has a potential to be a blowout, it'll be that game. If we blowing them out, sit them again.
Yeah.
Sit them again, especially for Denver.
Yeah, especially I think Denver is like the hardest opponent on that list.
But I give him credit for that, not for nothing, because you did point that out when we were watching the game. It's like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he it's a big pointer to know, because that means now he's learning, he's adapting. Not saying that he wasn't learning before, but now we're seeing that he's able to adapt and see like, okay, maybe
yeah,
it's good to not overexhaust this guy.
We just gotta hope he keeps on. You know, I hope, like I said, as long as this, if this was a one time deal.
What do you say pull out? What's the pullout score and time?
If we're blowing them out.
What's blowout though? Like it, obviously fourth quarter with what, how much time?
Fourth quarter, 4.5 minutes. If we're beating them by over 20 points. Not 20 points, because these days, like, you come back from a 20-point lead real fast.
Also depending who you play, yeah.
Exactly. So if you're beating them by, like, 23 points, yeah, you can sit them. At least, or at least take half the lineup out, and then 2 minutes later, take the other half. Do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
but you got to give them the rest. Yeah. At some point, you got to give them the rest. You can't overwork these guys. And that's how you know, injuries arise. And you don't even need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Rose tore his ACL, they were up 10 or 15, I think. Mm-hmm. With like a minute left in the fourth quarter. That's not good.
Not at all, man. Even though that was a while ago, but still.
That's not a good look.
That's kind of a big moment in his career.
That's why I'm saying that's why this change is so important, because Tibbs has been doing that for that long. And the fact that now he's able to change and like, you know, kind of learn that, like, you know, maybe it's not, maybe I need to save him. Like, you know, so it's good. I give you the claps, Tibbs. Doing yeah, good. You're doing good things here in New York, man.
Change is good.
Yeah, man. New York
people
fans,
change. I mean, stay the same, but just change certain things.
Might you get a Tibbs jersey?
If they get the T-shirt. I'm not happy. Let's not miserable.
Oh yeah.
I'm dying to get that T-shirt. I gotta find it online.
Gotta get the T. I gotta get the Tibbs shirt. I'm not happy till I'm miserable.
Not literally, y'all. It's a saying.
It's a saying, and it's powerful.
Yeah. You could.
It means get your ass up and do things.
Mm-hmm.
And be motivated.
Mm-hmm. Because you know who's the most miserable people? People who do shit all the damn time.
You got to succeed.
Because they always busy.
Yeah. You got to succeed, man.
Success is hard, bro. Success can
be... If you want to succeed...
Bro, success can be lonely if you really think about it.
It can be.
Success can be real lonely.
But it depends on the person as well. But if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe...
You got to be miserable like Tom Thibodeau.
They got to be visual like Tom Thibodeau. I mean, look where we are. We're in fourth place because of it.
Who saw that coming?
You know what I'm saying? We're in fourth place because of this mentality. So, yeah, if we're going to listen to anybody, it should be Tibbs.
Stay miserable, everybody.
Stay miserable, everybody. In a good way.
Yeah.
Stay good miserable.
There is a good miserable.
There is.
Because there's two miserables. Bad miserable, you keep yourself down and don't do shit about it. And it's the good miserable.
When you're working when hard you're towards something.
When you're down, but you're like, damn, I got to do something about this.
And you're working. And, you know, even miserable when you're working at something. When you're working hard at something, it's hard work. You want to, you know, you like fall.
Case in point, Julius Randle.
Yeah, like you fall.
He worked for his.
You have bad times. You fall down. It's going to look like the end. Mm-hmm. But you gotta surpass your limits.
Yes, sir.
Always surpass your limits. I like anime. If it's one thing anime has ever taught me in life, is always surpass your limits. Shout out to all my anime fans out there. Always surpass your limits. And if you know what anime that's from, comment down in the comments below. It's from a specific anime, but I want to know,
dude.
If my anime,
if you don't know, bro, I don't even watch anime, and I know what that's from. If you watch anime and you don't know, that's bad.
You know where it's from?
Yeah.
Where is it from? You're not gonna get this.
Oh, wait, it's not from Dragon Ball?
No.
Okay, so never mind. My fault. I thought it was... Bro, I just said I don't watch anime. I thought it was... It sounded like some shit Goku would say.
Nah, Goku probably did some shit. Like, he did... He likes... Goku's thing, he likes fighting people stronger than him. He damn near gets aroused because of it, bro. Like, it's kind of weird, bro. Like, he likes it. Like, he likes it like a little too much. Like...
God, I wish I watched Dragon Ball so I could join you in this conversation, but unfortunately I can't.
No, yeah, I'm gonna just break it down. Basically, if you're stronger than me and I'm Goku, he's like, "Yo, let's fight," and that they fight. That's basically Goku in a nutshell.
Like the Knicks.
Yeah, Goku's like the Knicks.
You know what? On that note, we're going to wrap up the show.
We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to do the dab up. Dab up. Dabbed it in studio. You already know. Bro, one day we're going to have a studio. We're going to have like a neon Knicks Anonymous sign in the back. We're going to have like studio lights. Camera.
One day.
Yes, sir. We're going to dream high. Boy, we're going to touch the stars. Just like the Knicks. They're going to touch this championship in like 3 years.
Shit, maybe two.
Two. One thing is for sure, we're definitely ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Like within.
Oh, hell yeah. We're way ahead of schedule.
As a team, we are definitely ahead of schedule. And that's amazing. So if you're a Knicks fan right now, I wouldn't even stress anything that's going on right now. If we do lose in the playoffs, if we don't,
just be happy.
Just enjoy this ride because we are not even supposed to be here.
Take it in for what it is, y'all. It's success.
We're the hoodlums that came into the formal function.
The rose that grew from concrete.
That is us.
Yeah, man. And on that note, it's the end of Sunday, so we're technically a Monday. Happy Monday. Enjoy your work days, y'all. Stay COVID-free.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. We love you guys.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Let's go Knicks.